Hi, I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showyate. After years of making ads for a living and teaching students how to do it, I realized that the questions and creative process that I used at work could help more than make brands great. So this is a creative brainstorming workshop in less than 15 minutes where I help people get their greatness on. Hello, everyone. I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showyate. Today, we have our friend Alan on the phone with us. Say hello, Alan.
Hello, audience.
Yay!
Happy to join you.
All right, Alan, before we get into your creative challenge, let's find out what you do for a living.
Sure. I have about 30 years of legal, financial, and civic service experience, and currently I practice in the area of municipal bonds. Law that involves the investment of money into municipal projects like schools, stadiums, or other facilities that are used by the public.
Oh, very interesting. See, now people who didn't know what that was now know. Every day is a learning experience.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, and do you like it?
You know, that's a really good question. I do believe that I have a purpose in life, and while the practice of law has been rewarding, I believe that my work has had a positive impact on the public, but my true purpose is something quite different. I'm living out my true purpose now through a company that I founded, which really strives to create sustainable projects that use modern design and technology to have a lasting, positive impact on people, the natural environment, and the world.
Oh, very cool. And what would be an example of what your company does?
Sure. It's a diversified company that has many touch points, including real estate development projects, media brands, and digital platforms that are really community-driven. We also fund and mentor entrepreneurs of color to create platforms and apps that have a positive impact on the community.
Oh, very cool. All right. Now, my next question is, if you had to describe your personality, what would you say?
I would say that I love activity, energy, and inspiration. I am a dreamer, I'm a doer, but I'm a very mediocre team player, quite frankly. But I believe I'm a wonderful collaborator. I'm really not aligned with the traditional team model of groupthink because you lose so much independent and creative thinking that way.
But collaborating is different because you get to get the best of all the people in the group?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the energy is just so amazing, and people really, really owning their own part of a greater and larger vision. It's certainly my preferred approach.
Ah, I like that. All right. So what is your creative challenge, or what are you trying to accomplish, and what do you think is getting in the way?
I would say that, well, I founded my company to have a positive impact on the world. And my biggest challenge is countering negativity and divisiveness. For example, in traditional business, you're encouraged to understand what pain point to solve. Why can't it be a joy point? I'm trying to build a new business model that focuses on aspirational joy points rather than pain points.
Oh, very interesting. All right. So what talents do you have to make your goal a reality?
Well, besides my expertise in law and finance, I would say I'm an eternal optimist. You have to believe that it's real and that it's already done. And people say that you can't make money that way, but I say that if there's a clarity of vision and persistence, things ultimately do come together.
Oh, I love that. All right, and who's your audience? Who are you talking
to? Our audience is very, very diverse, depending on the type of project. It may include people, businesses, investors, and communities. We're very, very community-oriented.
Okay, so then it's like people come together for a particular purpose, and those people that could be involved could be community organizers, business investors, and other people who, and like the real estate developers and people like that. So it's like a diverse group of people coming together to accomplish something. Is that kind of what it could look like?
Absolutely. The critical point of all of it is as long as all of our partners are focused on having a positive impact on the world, then they're good with me.
Oh, all right. So are these the people that you feel you're dealing you're feeling the negativity from?
You know, I believe in many cases it's not the people, but it's the negative environment and the rhetoric.
Oh.
And my hope is that our projects, our initiatives, and our platform can really help people to break out of the negative and engage in positive dialogue, engagement, and impact.
So it's people outside of your projects that you find that you're dealing with the negativity more?
It's
or a little
people
bit of both.
And it's a little bit of both.
Okay, got it.
But I also believe in the core that people are inherently good.
Mm-hmm.
And many times it's the environment, it's the rhetoric, and the ongoing dialogue that's bringing us all down.
Okay.
So our goal is to really focus on the positivity within each of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So an example would that be, would an example of that be kind of like you're trying to spearhead one of your projects and maybe you're getting resistance from some of the stakeholders who would be involved in the project, either from inside the project or maybe people on outside saying, oh, that's not going to work, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and again, these aren't bad people.
Right.
But a lot of times it's more about the environment.
All right.
And they are typically used to approaching things that way. So I really want to focus on the positivity and having people aligned and focused on that.
Got it. All right. So how do you want them to feel?
I want each of them to feel energized, inspired, and to have a strong sense that they've been impacted in a positive way.
All right. And what's happening around you that makes you want to focus on this?
Well, I'm energized and inspired to do all I can to fight negativity and divisiveness in our business world, in our community,
mm-hmm.
and society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I want to change the world for the better, and I believe that I'm focused on my purpose, and through that, I can achieve it.
That's so lovely. I love that. All right. So, Alan, I have some feedback, and I have some action items for you. You ready?
Uh-oh, here we go.
All right. So I'm basing your action items on our question and answer at the top of the show and on a previous discussion that you and I had over the phone. So you have a big goal of creating positive change in the world, but you feel hampered by other people's negativity, which I can only imagine can impinge on growth. I'm going to help you relook at that by making minor changes to your mindset by breaking it down into smaller steps, especially into two parts. All right. The first part is the creation of common goals and the timing of your vision. So I'm hoping that this would have a better effect on the way you engage with the people you're trying to influence. All right?
Great.
So the first one
is... sounds awesome.
It does? Okay, cool. All right.
Yep.
So the first one is about common goal. All right. So let's start by looking at your JoyPoint business model. Everyone would agree that they want to be joyful, but I would argue that it could be difficult to bring your different audiences together over the idea of joy, as you've dealt with in the past, because your different audiences have different understandings of what joy looks like. So you have to look at what a common goal could be for all your different audiences, because if they see that they have something in common, they're more likely to cooperate with each other. So for instance, what most people have in common is they want to feel productive and see results in their lives, in their work, in their communities, etc. And a lot of people would associate feelings of productivity in creating results as feeling joyful. So we can look at this as less about combating negativity and more about creating common ground. Combating negativity doesn't necessarily mean creating joy instead, but creating common ground can then lead to joy. By the way, this helps you engage in your audiences because it focuses on what action they can take, and that always feels practical. Does that make sense so far?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. All right. So the second piece is about timing of your vision. All right. At the launch of your projects, your audiences, or whomever is around your audiences, don't have to see what you see in order to cooperate. Your job is to help them see how it can work for them instead of how you see it could work for them. But in order to do that, you have to see what they see so you can help them work together. You have to find out from them what they think productivity and results look like. You have to ask them what they see. You have to state it so they feel understood. It's usually after a project is completed and you've shown them the results they wanted, audiences that can then start to believe and then help spread your vision. In other words, you don't need them to believe in the beginning. They can believe at the end. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
And then I have one last thing for you. You mentioned that you don't deem a top-down management system as valuable. So here you get to practice that by understanding that you don't have to change the world with your vision. All you have to do is create cooperative initiatives so others can change the world with your vision. And that's what I've got for you.
That's great.
Does that make any sense? Does that seem like that could help realign any of the communication or strategy at all or anything?
Oh, absolutely. The point of seeking common ground, I think that's critical. Really seeking to understand as well, and also using my vision to enable others to empower themselves. So mm-hmm. I think all three suggestions are very well taken, and I wrote them all down and we'll be implementing them.
Are you serious? Oh my God, Alan, you're so cool.
No, you're cool. So thank you so much.
So you'd be willing to try this out, and then you'd be willing to come back and let us know what happened and see if it helped, like anything with communication strategy or business strategy or anything like that, and see how it worked.
Oh, I would be happy to. Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I'm so excited. All right. Well, Alan, if we don't have anything else to talk about, will you help me say goodbye to the audience?
Thank you so much for all of your guidance, and thank you to the audience for listening.
Oh, thank you, audience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope there was some creative problem-solving ideas you can use. I'm Megan Raymond, and thanks for listening to Showy 8. You can listen on iTunes, Google Play, and showy8.com. And follow me on Instagram at showy8wisewords for your daily inspiration.